In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In much of the New Testament, we see a juxtaposition of the world and the Spirit. You know, the world is sinful. The Spirit is of God. And some people misinterpret that by thinking that everything that is material is somehow evil then, and everything that is spiritual is somehow good, right? That's a heresy, and there are all sorts of heresies based upon it. The Gnostic heresy, the heresy of the Manichaeans, that, by the way, that was the cult that St. Augustine joined when he was in college. That gave more gray hair to his poor mother, St. Monica. That's not what the Scripture is saying. Rather, it's saying there are things that are of God and not of God. And by worldly, we don't mean that the world is completely evil and corrupt, but it is touched and tainted by original sin. And because we are touched and tainted by original sins, we can see things in a worldly manner. And you know, if you want to see what a worldly manner looks like, pick up a People magazine. Pick up Vanity Fair, any of these things which tell you, if it looks good, it's got to be good. If it feels good, it's got to be good. Do whatever you want. As long as it doesn't hurt anyone, it's okay. And even if it does, if it hurts the wrong people, that's okay too. You can give all sorts of examples of the worldly way of thinking and the worldly way of being. And the way that is of God, of the Spirit, is different. So that's what St. Paul's talking about in our first reading. He talks about how even in the Spirit has even a different vocabulary, a spiritual way of looking at things. So when the world says love, it means something very different than what we read in sacred Scripture. Worldly love is something you can fall into and fall out of. It gives you warm fuzzies, all of that stuff. Spiritual love is shown to us perfectly by our Lord dying for us upon the cross. That's what real love is. And so it's a very different way of looking at things. And it doesn't mean that, everything out here, all of creation is bad. Of course not. God made it. What did he say in the beginning? It is good. But how we approach creation as human beings naturally is not good. Instead, God gives us his revelation, he gives us his grace, so that we can interact with things in a spiritual manner, a manner which is from of God, and which leads to God. If there's a conflict between the world and the gospel, which side do you want to be on? The gospel. Because the worldly will pass away. But the gospel will never pass away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.